Aleph Amid Beis, more or less in the middle of the Amid. Tanu Rabbanu, Chanus Shel Yisrael, Umelai Shel Yisrael. We have a store that belonged to Eden. The Schoire in the store belonged also to Eden. The Schoire was Pas V'yayin. Upoyalein Nochem Nechnosem L'sham. But in the store, they used to come and go in also. They used to work there. They used to sell the schoire or do other work there. For all practical purposes, the store was sold. The store was closed Pesach. The day after Pesach, we find some chometz in the store. Now the shaila is, so kochach, this chometz is from before Pesach. The shaila is from who did this chometz belong to? Did it belong to the balachanus? So memele it's chometz she'over all of a Pesach. Did it belong to the poyalim? So then it's chometz shalakum. So then it's muta ba'achila ba'no. Now lechera there's a shaila. The prichodosh asks, a fellow will assume that it belonged to the balachanus. But lechera otu bershiyas kinim. Mistama the balachanus. Mistami was baidik his chometz. He was mevatel the chometz. So mistama. So good. Could be it, he didn't find this chometz. But why should it be also bano? So the prichodosh brings a raya from this halacha. And there's a machlekes hapoiskim in this. That even though a person was boidik his chometz and mevatel his chometz, if he possessed chometz, so that's a hezaloch of chometz she'overal of a Pesach, it's also bachila bano. There are 2 days in Shulchanoch and Simen Tov Memches, and the Prichodesh brings a raya from this gemara. He did whatever he has to do. Chazal asert chometz shel Yisrael she'overal of a Pesach. So now the whole shaila is, but which chometz is this? Is this the chometz of the Baal Habayis, the Baal Achnus, and Memelech chometz shel Yisrael? Is this chometz of the Poyalim? So then it's muta. Shteiton de Bereise osor ba'ano ve'ein tzorech loimer ba'achila. It's osor ba'ano. Amuyim de kechidish. So it says over here that if you have a sofik chomet she'over all of a Pesach, the whole thing is a shalav ad rabbonon. And it's a sofik, hafal pikein, it is also, which is a grace of chiddush. There's also a machlokes in that, if sofik chomet she'over all of a Pesach is also bahano or not. Zidu will say that it's taka also bahano, or there's a different svara. That Rishonim bring down, Mishnah Berurah says the Svara also, that the chometz of the balachanus was kavuay. We know that he had chometz in the store. The goyim, if they left chometz or not, that's debatable. Man kann doch nicht wissen. So since the chometz of the balachanus is kavu in the store, I'm toile that this is the chometz of the balachanus. That's one halacha. Now, what if it's the opposite? Chanus shel nochri, umelai shel nochri, upoyale Yisrael nichnosim v'yoytzim l'sham. Ischomet shenimtsa sham achar ha-Pesach, mutabachila meintzach loimer ba'ano. So here, if we'll say that we're toile, that the Baal HaChometz is the one that the Chometz was kavu in that mokim, so here's the other way around. So here the chometz of the Baal HaChanus was kavun the mokim. So you toile that it's chometz shel Yisrael, chometz shalakum. But if we say haste is that sofik chometz she'ovel ol Pesach is also bahano. So then. Then there's a svara to say, could be, if it was from the poyalim, they were miayish. The guy was kaine. So then it's weiter chometz shel akum. Lama zan Rashi. Malai shal Yisrael pas v'yayin animkar besoicha. Osa ba'ano, d'loi talin alei bepoi alim, el min shal malai hoyo v'shal Yisrael hu. Yitoyle, that it came from the malai. Rashi weiss tachoyis, that it didn't liye take, like the second svara we mentioned, not that misofik it's also, it didn't liye, yitoyle, it came from the malai, because Mistoma that chometz was kavua. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Chometz shenofla olav mapoilis, arei hu kemevua. It is mevua. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, kol shein kelev yochel lechapeis achov. That when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's meforish the Tanakhame, when is it called mevua? When is it considered mevua? If ain a kelav yochel lechapis achav. Zog te gemore. Omer Rav Chisde, v'tzorir sheyevat odachma de Reish Yosef says that this Mishnah is not going according to Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, it holds in bia chometz alas reife, so mapoilis also shouldn't help. If there's a mitzvah of hashbose b'sreife, l'chayre, let's say if a person would be matal akika liyom, and someone will tell me, no, we pass on like Rav Yehuda, l'chayre, he should be mechuyev to fish it out and burn it if he can. So that's what the Reish Yosef says, that this mission is not going according to Rav Yehuda. So any beer is sufficient. So this is just like Mefarah v'zeiruch ha'matah liyom is called you a mevayret, so this is also called a beer. Fill it in your issues, but it's not flawed of my playlist. It's inaccessible anymore. Omar Rav Chisde v'tzorich sheyevatel beliboy. He has to be mevatel. So Rashi says, Shema yiporka hagal p'moyit, v'nimtza oiver olof. He's looking, this is a drabon and the kedin. He's basher u'shom it's mevur. But who knows what will happen. Maybe be mefakeh the gal, and he'll be oiver, so therefore he should be mevatel. Tone kame mechefises hakelet. How much mapoilus has to be over the chometz to ensure that the kelev can't get it? Shloisha tvoche. Omar le Rav Ache bereid Rav Yosef le Rav Ashi. Ho da Omar Shmuel ksofim ein lam shmira ela bekarke. Shmuel said that the chiyuvim of a shomer and ksofim, in order he shouldn't be considered pesheya, he has to bury the money in the karke. Mi ba'inen shloisha tvachin eloi. Do you also need it should be 3 tvachim deep? Or maybe legabi ksofim less is also sufficient. O malei hochem ishim reichem. Over here, the inyan of 3 tvachim is that it should, that the kelev doesn't smell it. So maybe won't go and take it out. If he smells it, he'll go and pour it out of the mapoilis. So ba'inen shloisha tvachim. See, we need 3 tvachim. Awesome, mishumech suye meine hab hu v'loiboy shloisha. Here the whole purpose of to bury it in the kake should not be visible, so you don't have to bury it 3 tvachim deep. V'kama omar afrom bar pope misiche tefach. That a oimek tefach is sufficient. Zot rashi, ksofim shal pekodim ein lam shmire elo bekake. Vimlei nosnon bekarke, v'ovdoi pshiyehi etzloi. So he's called a pesheya. V'chayiv, d'shemachinam chayiv v'pshiyeh. Shemreicho sh'akelev meirichoi u'mechatetoi u'meitzioi. V'sichre moke. Zog te mishne weiter. Ha'oichel trumas chometz bepesach b'shoigig. A person ate in Pesach Trume, which is chometz. Mishalim keren v'chomish. So that's a parsh in the Torah, that if a person eats, a zor eats trume b'shoigig, you pay keren v'chomish, you pay a dover haroili yiskoidish, you take chulam isukonim, and you give the kohen, you ate the trum of the kohen, for your mafrish, these chulim is the konim, that's the keren, how much how much was eaten up, plus a chaymish. And so the Mishnah says that this halacha applies in Pesach also. Over, even though in Pesach, there are other factors to patel. There's a fact that lochayre doesn't have any shavyas. It's also ba'ano. Fafal pikein, if it was achila b'shoigik, mishal and kerem b'chaymish. B'meizit, there's no din of tashlumei trume. You don't have to be mafresh chulin mesukonim that they become trume. B'meizit is only a poshet din from Hilchas Gezel. So b'meizit poter mitashlumim umidmei eitzim. Somazen Rashi, Zokt Rashi, b'shoigeg sheshogag b'trume. But he didn't know that it was trume, it was a zog. Fafilu hizid b'chomets, even though he was amazed on the chomets. Mishalin keren b'chomish, you pay keren b'chomish. So number one, he says, that what Rashi is saying is, even though he was amazed on the chomets, you don't say, kimlei b'darabim minei, perhaps for a few reasons. Reason number one, perhaps the Mishnah isn't going according to Ram Nechunya ben Akonim, that holds that chorus can patter. Reason number two, we had a svar in Tosfos before in Daf Chof Tes, that Tashlumei Trume is a kapore. By kapore is pasnish the ptur of Kimlei b'darab minei. So memele, Rashi Deval doesn't say anything yet. So afilu hizid b'chomitz, there's also no ptur of Kimlei b'darab minei. Mishalim kerem b'chomitz. Fine. Fregt Rashi, va'af ho'gav, v'loi habe, shovi imidi. So what should you pay keren v'chaymish? What should keren you pay? How much it's worth? It's worthless. The chometz be'pesach osu ba'no. Enfet Rashi, miyu shoygig de trume d'chsiv bay. V'chamishi soy yosef olof. V'nosan lakoyin es ha'koydish. Dovo horoi li es koydish. There it says in the Pasuk that you have to pay with a dovah horoilis kodesh. You don't pay values. You pay tvueh, which is roilis kodesh. And that tvueh becomes nitvas kedushas trume. Sheini yochil shalom loy hamoiz ela haperis. Vata shlumim nasin trume kedelekamon. Is lav lefi domim mishalom ela lefi midim mishalom. Rashi says, Pshat in the Mishnah, according to one Mahalach in the Gemara, we'll have a Shail in the Gemara, if you pay lefi midah, if you pay lefi dom. That means that if a person ate trume, he ate, let's say, a pound of trume, is he mechuyev to shtel tzarik a pound of trume? That's how much he ate, that's what he has to be mashlim. Or does he shtel tzu the value of what he had eaten? So if the din tashlumim would be according to the value of what he had eaten, so then it'd be potter, because chometz v'pesach is also ba'no, it's valueless. But since Rashi says, that's a Rashi wants to say pshat in the Mishnah, since lefi midah mishalem is memele, so hilkach labo so domi maslina. So you don't look that it doesn't have any shavyas. But you pay lefi midah, he ate a pound of trume, so that's a pound of chulin misukonim, and that will become trume. B'meizit. But what is shehizit b'trume? It wasn't an achila shogig. Afilu shogag b'chomets. Afilu was shogag b'chomets. Is potter, that means so Rashi Shita is shogeg b'chometz. I feel according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone, there's no din kimlei b'darabnei by a shogeg of chai v'krisis. She don't have any potter of kimlei b'darabnei potter minat hashlum. He's still potter minat hashlum. Why? Umidmei, we'll see soon. Umidmei eitzim, and he's also potter midmei eitzim. אם תרומת מיהי, אין משלם לוי דמי עצם שאויסה רויה להסק תחס תפשילה. So it seems we're speaking about two cases. Tashlumim would be an truma tahire, and midmei etzim is speaking about truma tmeye. So why is it ake potter? Mishum de trumes meizid ein bochoimish, ve ein tashlumel lechapore, ואין נאסן תרומה, זה גם בחוימש שגוג הקסיב, אבל מייזד אין אלו כשעה גזלם בעלמה, ומשלם מויס, ולפי דומים, ולא לפי ימידה. בחומץ בפסח, לב באדומים, דאוסו באנו. פיידה ולא איבש, I don't understand why Rashi was so much מערך, till he came to the point. לחיירה, it's one vote. If he ate Truma, Rashi had explained the Reisha. Why in the Rashi, you have to understand the Reisha. Truma, Chometz is worthless. So Rashi says, so why do you pay in the Reisha? So Rashi says, because there's a din lefi mida mishalim. After Rashi went to the Reisha, lav lefi domi mishalim, lefi mida mishalim. That's a nosan, lekainis ha-kaidish, tovah ha-oili is kaidish. You pay back, you don't pay back money, you don't pay back values, you pay back tvue, you want to shtel tzu the kedushas trume that was nechol al yedei zorin, that's missing now, so you want to shtel tzu other tvue which will become trume, you want to be mashlum that trume which was eaten up al yedei achila zor. So if you have to shtel tzu the midas, so it doesn't matter if it has a monetary value, if it doesn't have a monetary value. That is dafke. This posik v'nosan lakoyin es hakoydish is dafke b'shoyge. B'meizid. So you don't have this din v'nosan lakoyin es hakoydish. You have to pay domin. So I don't know why Rashi is fangt on zogin ein b'chaymish. Ein b'chaymish is that's le'mal le'meirado the chaymish. The shayl is why don't you pay l'fimide? Ben tashlumer l'chapore. It's also not the criteria. But still pay lefi mide. I mean, if tashlume trume zakapore, zakapore. I mean, if you hold the fidomim, it's also a kapore. Veinasen trume, the gabi chaymish beshkogeksi, avomezein kishal gazlo, mishalom mois, v'loi lefi mide. So that's the ikavot. The din v'nosan, the ikir is you don't pay lefi mide. The whole makar of lefi mide is nosan lakaynes hakaydish, dover horoili is kaydish. You pay back tvue, so that was only said b'shoigik, b'meizid, there's no din of lefimide, so the whole arichis, there's no choymish, there's no kapore, there's, l'choyre dikabot, there's no din lefimide. V'chometz b'pesach, lav b'adomim, da'oso b'hano. So memele, sas potor mitashlumim. It's only a gezel dikadin. Kishar Gazlan. So he stole something that doesn't have any value. Va'af lehezik, va'af lehezik lehavi chazi, va'af lehezik lehavi chazi le, v'lav midei avsidei. It wasn't chazi lehezik either, v'lav midei avsidei. So lechayrem, what is Rashi asking now? Rashi just said, "V'chometz bePesach lav b'adomim da'osa b'ano." It's worthless. So what is Rashi? Now what is Rashi Moisif? Fa'af lehesik lehavi chozile. So v'chayre Rashi is asking a kasha einach anami. Basherusham tak. It's worthless, but it has a potential value. You could burn it. The Eifa would be Mutter. So it has a potential value. We had a Svor, so Rashi says, Lahave Chozilei. So L'chayi could learn Rashi means to answer, the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'lav Midei Avsedei. We hear such a svar in Taisvis. Taisvis is mesupik. Taisvis asks Akasha before, and Afchav Tesom at Beis, when the person is Makadish and Isha Bisuri Ano, so why she ain't a Mekudeshes, Lochel Kolan Nisrofam Afron Mutter? It has a potential value. She could make it into Eifer, and she could derive some benefit from it. So Taisvis says two Terutzim on this Kasha. One Terut Taisvis says, you look what it is now. You don't, that's like a ponim chadoshes. You're not done what could be. Then Taisvis says, that it's speaking about that the Eifer doesn't have a Shavius of a Shavaputa. So Taisvis had one Mahalach, that you should cheshben with the Eifer. So it could be that is what Rashi is asking over here also. First Rashi is saying that you, the Hilchus Gezel, you don't pay, he stole something that's worthless. Frekt Rashi, I feel you'll say that this is worthless, but maybe she be chuyev als mazik maybe. He could have made Eifer out of it. I feel we'll say it is upon him chadoshes, but he could have made Eifer out of it. So maybe let him pay out mazik. So Rashi says, Vafla hesik lahava chazilei, because let's say the mission is going according to the chachomim, that chometz is min anegborim. Is memela v'lav midi afsedeis. He wasn't mafsed him anything. After that's pshat in Rashi. Tanan hosa. We learned a mission in Trumis, ha'oichel trume b'shoigig. The person eats trume b'shoigig, mishalem keren v'choymish. This is a din tashlumi keren v'choymish. Echot ha'oichel, ve'echot ha'shoise, ve'echot ha'soch. Echot trume t'meya, ve'echot trume t'ahire, mishalem choymish. And this Mishalem Chaimish, L'chay Reps, I don't understand. We just said before, Echot Trumah B'Shoigim, Mishalem Kerem V'Chaimish. Echot Trumah T'mei, Echot Trumah T'ayr, Mishalem Chaimish. V'chumsha, D'chumsha. Now it says another thing. Now what happens, now all these Tashlumim, we learned already before, that you pay, V'nosan L'Kaynes HaKaydish, Dovo Horoi Lias Kaydish. You pay back with Chulun Mesukonim, and they become Trumah. So now, so he, with the chaymish that he pays back is also with chulun misikonim, and it becomes trume. So now, if he'll eat, if a person, a zor, will eat this chaymish b'shoigig, so he'll have to pay, so now this chaymish will become a keren, and he'll have to pay how much this chaymish is worth, b'chumshe d'chumshe, and the chaymish of this chaymish. Zogt Rashi, ve'echad asoch, namrine beperk basre diyume, siche kishtiye. That siche is equivalent to shtiye, ushtiye bechlal achila. So me mer, v'hochik siv, ki yoichal koidish b'shgoge. That the chiev tashlumim of keren v'choymish is by achila, so siche kishtiye. So me mele, so that also falls into the category of yoichal koidish b'shgoge. But that's dafka hasoch. With a lomdis, that siche kishtiye, shtiye kachila. The iglu gozlo v'ishlicha leno. What would be if he stole it and he didn't derive one of these three benefits, achila, shtiye, or siche? He threw it into the no. Afilu b'shoigik, he's also a shoigik. The lo yoda shehitrume. Eine mishalem choymish, ela keren kishal mazik chulun dalme. Then there's no din of tashlume choymish. Because it says, ki yoichal koydish bishgoge. Toma mal ki yoichal prat le mazik. If he's mazik trume, there's no din of tashlume choymish. Vachoymish chumsho, shatashlumim nasin trume. So the choymish also becomes trume. Vimchoza v'ochol b'shoigik oisei choymish rishin, choyzer u'mishalem chumshoi olam. So he pays the choymish on that. Klerti gemor ha-shayla. Iboyilu, kshehu mishalem, lefi mida mishalem, oi lefi domi mishalem. So now the gemor klerti ha-shayla. Every oichel truma b'shoigig, how does he pay? Does he pay according to the amount of that he had eaten? Or does he pay according to the shavius of what he had eaten? So let us see Rashi. Iboyilu. Why should you declare such a shayla? So Rashi explains as follows. Kiven de gabi trume b'shoigik kopid rachmona atashlumei peiris v'loi moi, since we see that the tashlumim has to be peiris v'loi moi. You don't pay back money, you pay back peiris k'dersiv. V'nosan lakoyin es hakoidish. So my mail is, since you pay back peiris, so there be a svaret, I have to shtel tzu the peiris which were eaten up. So if a pound of truma was eaten up, I have to shtel tzu a pound of peiris. Lefi mida mishalem, oi lefi domi mishalem. Listen, that's the Gemara shayla. So Rashi says, this whole shayla is only by truma. Begazlan the chulen shoigik oi meizid. So there is no shaila whatsoever. Since the Torah was not makbid with what you pay, you don't have to pay back payers, you don't have to shtel tzu, that which was taken away from this world. So there, the whole din gzeila is only on the value. You don't have to shtel tzu the same thing I had stolen. You only just have to give the nigzel the value of what was stolen from him. It's vade lefidomi mishalem. So there you have to pay back the value. So you pay back how much it was worth. Aval betrumis shoygiki boilon hoyol vikpida teure leshalem peiris. You have to pay back peiris. You have to shtel tzu kedushas trume, which was nechsam. So a mele could be, you have to pay back the same amount of peiris that was stolen and eaten up. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Now Rashi says, in three other cases where there's no shaila whatsoever. For example, what are the three cases? Begazlan the chulen shoigik oimezit. So that is no shaila. There yizicha pei lefidomi. Now lechere, there's a shtikel mashmois from Rashi. What is the taich? Gazlan the chulen shoigik. What is the taich gazlan that is a shoigik? So lechere gazlan a shoigik lechere means he didn't know that he's stealing. He thought it was his. He saw a parke pen. He thought it was his parke pen. It looked like his parke pen, and he stole it. Later we find out that it's Yenim's. So lechere, that's lechere the pashtus of Loshen Rashi. If that is the case, then we'll have a shtikel raya, is a machloikis in Simen Chofei in Chayshim Mishpat between the Shach and the Ktzais. The Shach says, if Dayonim Paskin, let's say Dayonim Paskin, there was a din Torah between Reuven and Shimon. Dayonim Paskin that Reuven owes Shimon. There was Nosa v'Nosam Biyat. So they went and they took the money from Reuven and they gave it to Shimon. Later we find out that they made a toys. They forget that Reuven does not owe Shimon. So Lechere, so the Shach says, so they're Gazlonim. So they stole from Reuven money. They took Reuven's money, they gave it to Shimon. And with the, so if it was Nosa v'Nosam Biyad, if they took it from Reuven and gave it to Shimon, so Memelo they're Gazlonim, so now Reuven can run from them. And you're Gazlon, so you can run from them. Zay tainet the Shach. The Ktzais tain is that the Gemara in Baba Kama says a mazik, Adam muad loilam by a mazik, bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizid, bein b'oynis, bein b'rotzin. So the Gemara says, because it's a special pasuk, petza tachas potza. We learn out in Hilchis mazik that even though I was mazik b'shoigig, I'm also chayiv to pay. Tainet the Ktzais, that's only by a mazik. By a gazlan, you don't find a, there's no ribui by a gazlan. And if you need a ribui by a mazik, so if I say it's by a mazik, I would also say he's not a choy if he did it b'shoigig. But by a mazik, I have a ribui. By a gazlan, I don't have a ribui. So therefore, the Ktzais find is that these dayonim are not chayiv to pay. Because they were shoigiging. They thought that Reuven did owe Shimon. Say Tainet the Ktzais. L'chayre, from this Rashi, it would seem mipsarayi, l'chayre, not like the Ktzais. That's what Rashi says. Begazlan dechulin shoygik aymezit leiboyla. So my meila what te yizichas lefidomim. Aber weiss ishim achuyif to pay. So upon him now we have a shayla in the Gemara. The Gemara is klang a shayla by tashlume trume. which is what came about when Achila B'Shoigik, which we find a unique halacha in the Oifan HaTashlumim, cannot pay back with money. You have to pay back with Dover HaRoyli Yiskoidish. It seems you have to shtel tzu. The Trume that was Nechal Al Yodai. So here, there's a svar to say, maybe you have to pay Lefi Mide. Other option it, even though there's a Gzeres HaKosuv, the oifen how you pay, but the gedorim of tashlumim are like all gazlonim. You pay lefi domim. So the Gemara zay. Kol heicha demi kore shavye arba zuzi. If it was first worth dalet zuzi. He stole a pound of tfua. And b'shas the gzele, it was worth dalet zuzi. Ola besoiv shavi azuzi, and now a pound of tfua is worth azuz. Loiti boy loch, so there's ichen no shayla. L'cheira, we would say there is a shayla. He says it's a good shayla. Now, what does he pay back now? Does he pay back a pound of tfua? That would be lefimidis. Then he's paying back a pound of tfua, which is worth azuz. Even though he stole dalet zuzi. Or does he pay back a value of dalet zuzi? That's the shayla. And the Gemara says that's no shayla. Kolecha de mikori shavi arbo zuzi, l'psoif shavi zuzi, loy te boi loch, de vadeke de mikori mishal, you'll zicha pay dalet zuzi, lefi domi, you'll zicha pay lefi domi, loy gora mi gazlon, disnan kola gazlon im mishal mim kishas agzei. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, that this person should be declaring that a goizel truma va'oichloi could be is a gazlan is zicheres. That means that he's not worse than any other gazlan. But perhaps he's a gazlan plus, besides being a gazlan, since he ate truma, and there's a din of v'nosan l'kaynes ha'kaydish, so could be he has a halacha, maybe you have to pay the mida also, but the domim is zicha have to pay, because he's zicha a gazlan. So in such a case, you'll zicha pay the domim, even though we hold lefi mida mishalim, because he's a gazlan also. We learned kala gazlanim mishalmim kishasak zayla. Before we go further, let us see Rabbi Kevega and Gilyan Ashas. Rabbi Kevega is amuyim de kekash. Kashali, like Rabbi Kevega, he said, the Gemara says, there's no shayla. In this case, there's no shayla. Koshali, fact, Rabbi Kevega, amikom bokem nafkamin, there is a shayla in this case also. Zicha, he owes dalet als gazlan. Obon, mikom bokem nafkamin, dimein echayiv rak midin gazlan, if the chiyiv tashlumim is only als gazlan. So then the loch will be like this. Yochel shalem chad greve bepeiris, lotzis yidei kaporet. So he'll give 1 pound, that he has to give of peiris. V'hashar mishalem b'mois. But the rest, he doesn't have to pay with peiris. The other 3 zuz, that's als mehilchus gzeila. Mehilchus gzeila, he can pay back with money. That's one nafkamina. V'hakoyin yochelim chel. A second nafkamina is, the koyin could be moichel. That means, Taisus, we said on Daf Chof Tes, it says in the Mishnah, Trumas, the Koyin can't be Moichel. Why can't the Koyin be Moichel? Because Tashlumei Trumas HaKapore. So Memele, so he can't be Moichel. You have to be Mashal to Trum. Tainit Rabbi Kevege, but if, so what is the Tashlumei Trumas? Tashlumei Trumas is only the grave, the pound, which is worth a Zuz. But on the other 3 Zuzim, which you mechui have to pay al Tzchoish and Mishpot, so Memele, that he could be Moichel. V'gam ha-choymish u'rak min chad greve. And the choymish will also be from a choymish of 1 greve, from 1 pound. Avol im lefi domim. But if you say, lefi domim mishalim, that the tashlumei trume is lefi domim. He ate up $4 worth of trume. So he has to pay back with peiris $4 worth of trume. Is tzorch l'shalim dalet greve, then he has to pay back 4 pounds of tvua. Bechumshe, and bechumshe, and a choymish, mi peri, v'akoyin eni yochel imchel. So bekevege blives by a tzorch iyun, Eisel. But Vega asks, why does the Gemara say our Shaila is not applicable in this case? So Zich have to pay Dalet Zuzi. Zich have to pay Dalet Zuzi, but we can still clear our Shaila. Do you pay Dalet Zuzi only Midin Gazlin? Or is there Halacha Lefi Damim Mishalim? And you'll pay Dalet Zuzi? Als the kapora also you need dalet zuzi. So meila you have to pay dalet zuzi. Midavar oily is kaidish. The kain can't be meichel. The chaimish is from the whole dalet zuzi. We'll soon come back to Rabbi Kivega's kasha, but let's just go a little further. So the Gemara said in this case mikori shavi dalet lebsoiv shavi zuz. There's no shaila. There's no shaila. Everyone will hold lefi domim mishalim. You have to pay the domim al talochem and kol agazlon mishalim kshasak zayim. Kiti boy loch, the shayla will be the other way around. The mikore shav yezuzit. Ule besoif shav yarbo. That the domim, b'shas gzeile, was worth azuz. Ule besoif shav yarbo. And now, 1 pound is worth 4 zuzit. My, lefim me, the mishalim, does he have to pay now 1 pound of tua? I ate 1 pound of tua, which is worth $1, and I have to pay 1 pound, which is worth $4. I'm sorry. Tomalei greve ochal greve mishale. That's your kapore. That is the tashlumim. You ate 1 pound of tua, you have to stow 2 pounds of tua. Vidomel vidomi mishalem. No, maybe the tashlumim is that you have to pay a dover oily is kodesh. But you have to go, you have to pay back Tvue, with the value of what you had eaten. So I had eaten Tvue, which is worth Azuz. I have to pay back now Tvue, which is worth Azuz. Then it was a grave, and now it will be a fourth of a grave. The whole thing is Lefi Domim. I do Lefi Domim Mishalim, Bezuzah Ochel, Bezuzah Mishalim. That is the Shaila of the Gemara. If you say, so the Gemara clears, lefi mide will be a chumre, that you have to pay back even though it is worth more than it was worth peshas the gzeile, and lefi domim is a kut. The Rishash wants to fa'enfer Rabbi Kivega's kashe. So the Rishash says as follows, lefi ani is daiti, that means the im shilaim lefi mida vaday miskata. That means the Gemara zichin knew there never was a havamine that you have to give letzoirech kapore more than what you ate in kamos. If I ate 1 pound, I don't have to give back 4 pounds. That's poshet. Kiven the whole onshoy ainay rak vipnei achilosi. The whole chaima, the whole chaima of an oichel trumes chomet the trume b'shaygik is because that he had eaten trume hevuhulay ochel agreve. There's no havamin in the world that he should have to give back more than the midah. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, if mikori shav yidalet, ulubesayv shav yizuz. So there's no shaila. The kapore is ich enough with a greve. Als gezel you have to pay dalet. So this is a clear cut psak. You yoytze the kapore with, pack it the way Rabbi Kivega said, but then that was a shaila fakert. I zicha, the Gemara never have him in you have to give more mida than he had eaten. Yeah. Kikami boile, the shaila was forkert. I miskapa gam b'shilom lefi domov av she'ene kefi amidim. The shaila of the Gemara was, if forkert, if he can get away without giving the mida, if he can get away with a quarter of a mida, that was the shaila of the Gemara. Since he ate the value, which is now a quarter of a meter, so he can get away now with a quarter of a meter. Rav Shanei, since he ate a greve, he has to shtal tzu a greve. That's how the Rishash fa'emfels Rabbi Kivega's kash. Now let us see Rashi. Kol heicha demi ikora k'sha'och lahavi shov yahach greve dalit zuzi. For when he had eaten it, it was worth dalit zuzi. V'hashtekim shemishalim. Shav Yezuzeh Vesuloi. And now it is only worth azuz. Loimi, v'suloi loimi boilon. Nehei nami di'ichapa le'achilas trume betashlume mide. So lochere Rashi, that's me weist his claw with the Rishash. Rashi says claw like the Rishash. Nehei nami di'ichapa le'achilas trume betashlume mide. That's poshet. That'll zicha bin iskapa with paying back a mide. Avamiu mamayne de koyen oichelu. But he's eating the mammon of the kain. He's a gazlan also. Legorim isham amayne dechulon shadayonim goyvim imenu kishas agzeila. Kidersiv asher gozol. Kamoshe gozol. How much it was worth mishas agzeila. So the shayla is greiva mishalem. Even though this grave is now worth more than he had stolen, but he's mechuyev to tishtol na grave in order to be miskapa. The Torah was only makpid that you have to pay back peiris like the shavyes of how much it was worth b'shas d'achila. Umashi yishalem b'peiris. That's the chiddush Torah. Not you have to shtel to the same amount that was nechel. You have to shtel to the shavyes that was nechel. But you have to shtel to with peiris. So that is the shaila of the Gemara. Omar Rav Yosef Toshema, Ochal Groigris, what is the din if a person ate dried out figs, which was not too choshuv, v'shilim loy tmorim, and he paid back with dates, not dried out, and it seems, Bizman Chazal, the dates were more choshuv than these dried out figs. Tobi yola broche. State in the Baraisa as Sukumta Men Shabroch. He ate dried out figs and he paid back with dates. So the Gemara, Yamrit Bishloim Lefim Mide Mishalim. If you hold that the Shlume Trume is Lefim Mide Mishalim, Amotel Hochi Tovi Olav Broch. So now we can understand why was Sukumta Men Shabroch. The Ochel Grave the Groigris the Shav Yezuse. He had a midah of groiges that's worth azuz. V'koyoiv greiva d'tmorim d'shavi abo, so faker, d'stavi ola broche. He's returning more than he stole. That's very nice. He's not mechuyev to do that. And he did that. Tavi ola broche. Elo yamret lefidomi mishalem. But if you say lefidomi mishalem, so memele, so he ate up a greiva of groigres, which was worth one zuz. And he's paying back a quarter of a grave of tomorrow, which is worth one zuz. Amai tovi ola broche. So for us come to my broche. Bezuze ochal, bezuze kom mishala. So weiss the chais klo that we hold lefi mide. Then we'll understand the tovi ola broche. Amar abai, le'oilom lefi domim mishala. Really lefi domim mishala. Amai tovi ola broche. The ochel midi de loy kofetz alei zvini. The mishale midi de kofetz alei zvini. That means even though, looking in market value, he's paying back the same amount in Shabbos, hasis a quarter of a greve of tomorim is worth the same as a greve of groigris. But he's giving something which is more oiva la seicha. This is a more choshevet hashlumen. He's giving a more choshevet hashlumen. So memele, so that's why he's tovi olav broch. Lechayre, the way I understand it, even, we have such a musig by, Tashlume Nezikin, there's a din Tashlume Meitav. That you have to pay back with good kakois. The mile of Meitav is, it's also, it's kofetz alei zvine, it's good schoire, it's good real estate. By other things, we have a din of Yoshev l'rabbi shove kesef, afu subim. The Gemara Baba Kama asked the kasha, here we have meitav, here you have subim. So l'chayre, we see in tashlumim that there's, the Gemara says, by metaltalim, that's the maskonas of Gemara, kol mili meitav. Everything is meitav, alo mizdav in hochem, mizdav in mosachine, everything is equivalent to meitav. But al koponim, I mean, l'chayre, if pshat in the beraisa is that he stole something that is not so easily sold, and he's paying back with something that is more easily sold, and he wasn't mechuyev to do that, and for that the beraisa says, tovi olo broche, that's very nice, we're getting a broche, this kazlan is getting a broche for he's getting a bracha. So don't understand why the Baraisa has to speak about Trume. What will be if a person steals Subim and they'll go and pay back with diamonds? So the same value. So also be Tovi Ola Bracha. I mean, why did the Tane, Bishloim, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that the way Rabbi Yosef understood, that the fakert, there's a din lafim mide, so fakert, you have to return a pound. And if he returned a pound of a mochosheve pay, fakert could be, this is a brocha also for tashlume trume. That means he was machaser a trume that fakert, he was machaser a pound of not such choshebe. Trume, and he's telling to a pound of choshev a trume. Tomorrow, I'm more choshev than groyers. So then I understand the tovi ola broche, which is said in hilchis tashlume trume. But if lemaisa we say lefidomim, and the whole tovi ola broche lechayre is vinisht vi, he paid him back with a commodity which is more easily sold. So why did the Tana have to speak about a moshul in Hilchus and Achilles Trum? He could say the same moshul in Onolin Yonim. He stole something which is not so easy. He stole Subin and he paid back with a diamond. There's Tovi Ola Broche. Sokht Rashi. Groigris Tainim Yeveshim. Tmorim Chashuvim Mitaimim Odomeim Merubim. Ochal Groigris, the Trum Meshoigik, Zvine Loikrim. Sokht Gemorim. Nan, we learned in our Mishneh, ha'oichel trumas chometz bepesach b'shoigik, mishalem keren v'chaymish. Azoi shteit in our Mishneh, so you pay keren v'chaymish. He amrit b'shloim alafi mida mishalem shap. And that's how Rashi had said pshat in the Mishneh in our Mishneh. Since it's adin lafi mida, so memele, so you pay, he stole a pound of tvur, you have to pay back a pound of tvur. Even though it's worthless, it's chometz asabano. So we say lefim mid is very good. So Tuv Yehama was ma'ira. Ma'ira is a svore by Yisurei Hano. Kol ha'imed lisreif. Let's say for hold that chometz is from the nisrofim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Is a svore kol ha'imed lisreif kesorof domi. It's considered it's not even around. Can't even write a get on Yisurei Hano that's Oymed Lisraif. It's not here. It's sort of, it's destroyed already. If it was Ma'ire, L'chayre, how do we have a Mide? How do we have a Mide of Yisurei Hano? If we say, Kol Oymed Lisraif, Kesor of Domi, so how don't even have a Mide of Yisurei Hano? Abal Kaponim, the Gemara Bais, it's not as I, for some reason. That if you say, L'fim Mide Mishalem, so it's called that he stole a mide of trume, and he gives back this mide of trume. So get me garnished on that the mide was worthless. But if you'll say that you don't have to give back the mide, you only have to give back how much value of trume was eaten up. Chometz bepesach ba'domim hu? Is chometz bepesach worth anything? And the Gemara in Omani Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Om Chometz bePesach Mutar Bahano. So our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Chometz bePesach is Mutar Bahano. האויך תומס חומץ בפסח בשויגי, כז משלם קרן וחוימש. יפי קרן וחוימש. So as Emes has a shayla over here, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how much do you pay? Do you pay how much it is worth, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Chometz and Pesach is not worth the way Chometz is worth during the year. You can use it for dog food, you can use it for fuel. It has a value, but it doesn't have the true value of Chometz. So he declares, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you pay Kerem B'chaymish, you pay the Kerem B'chaymish of how much it is now worth in Pesach, or you pay, like he had eaten chametz, so he had eaten chametz, he got a good meal out of chametz, he derived benefit, he was nene from the full shavius of chametz. So do you pay him how much he got, or do you pay how much they were nechsa? Okay, Bal Kaponim, we pay Kerem B'chaymish, if not exactly how you shuts up the Kerem. So the Gemara says about going to Beisik Lili Chometz Pesach Mutabah. No, so Memela there is some value, so Memela you pay for that. Ihoch, if the Gemara ain't a safe. Bemezid Potter Minatashlumim Umidmei Eitzim. Bemezid. So then there's not in Tashlumi Trume. Is Potter Minatashlumim Umidmei Eitzim. Ira Beisik Lili. Am I Potter Minatashlumim Umidmei Eitzim? Why is he Potter? Pulachayre, it has a value. Einachanami b'meizid is no din of tashlumei trume, but al kaponim ilagore migazlan dalme, and it has a value, so let him pay that at least. And the Gemara sovolok rab nechunye ben hakotas. Now the Gemara says that if we say lefidomi mishalim, and the reish is going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so the seif is going according to rab nechunye ben hakotas. Sanya Rav Nechunya ben Hakana Hayoise Shemek Kippurim Kishabes L'Tashlumim. That is a din of Kimlei B'Darab Menei. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Eimo Seifa B'meizit Potter Minat Tashlumim. Vi Rabbi Yossi Aglili Amai Potter Yamut Pishloime Rabbonon. So if you'll say not the way you're saying now, that the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon. The time of the reish and mishum de lefim midem mishalim. Say for dayne elok ishar gazlan the mishalim mois lefim domim potrim natashlum. The chometz bepesach la bar domim hu. El yam retab yoisi aglili u bar domim hu. But if you say it's going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili and it's worth domim amai potem. So why is he potem? And with the gemara kram nechunye ben akor. The Omar Hamischayev Koris Pot Minatashlum Vialif Taime Me Osain Osain. So Rashi is saying this is a Machlokes Abaye Verove in Eilun Haaretz, how Rav Nechunya ben Hakana learned out that Koris part is from Tashlumim. We learn that Osain Osain Leia Osain Onish Ye Onish, that is speaking about the Mevlodis. If the Isha was not killed, so Memelin, there's no chiyuv Mises Bezen, is then onish he pays the Mevelodis. Like this, he say Kim Leib Darab Menei. Al Kaponim, so that Osen is called an Osen of Mises Bezen. Then it says by Binyamin Vikaro Osen. That's Mises B'day Shemayim. So Yalev Taime Me Osen Osen. So we learn now, so just like Mises Bezen path from Tashlumim, so Misa B'day Shemayim Patas from Tashlum. Who didn't let Mishrai Misa Shemayim Kirin Eichel Trumas Meisi. As he learns out Chorus, and who didn't Misa B'day Shemayim. So Memelas as V'Seifa Demas Nisin. So now Rashi will explain the Reish and the Seifa. So Rashi says as follows. V'Seifa Demas Nisin Behizit Betrum V'Loi Bechot. The Seifa of the Mishnah is speaking about he was amazed in Trume. V'loi b'chometz. U'potar mishum mise. Nispotar alts mise b'day shemayim. He knew it was Trume. And he ate it. So he's chayv mise b'day shemayim. So the din is, he's potter. So the ptul has nothing to do with chometz. You're potter because the misa b'day shemaim of truma patos. Ubedinu, the l'shemina b'meize, the truma dalma. So back to Rashi, I'm here to kekashi. If the reason you're potter and the sefer is not because of the Yisra no sheboy, no, because it's krad not also about no. It's going to be Yisra glili. The only reason you're potter because is the meize of truma patos. So leshmina b'meize de truma da alma de lav chometz bepesach de potter mitashlumim. Mishumise. Dr. Rashi, so why does he have to talk about chometz? If chometz is not a siba peiteres, and the siba peiteres is the misa b'day shemaim of truma, so speak about oichel truma b'shoigik mishalem, oichel truma b'meize deine mishalem. So Rashi, umishumreish enoket milsa b'chometz bepesach. Eina chanami. He wants to tell you a chiddush that even though it's chometz, it's still a din of lefidomi mishalem and deresh. Mishem reish enoket milsa b'chometz v'peisach, da'ashmi'inon de'heche b'shogag b'shteyem, who is a shogig b'shteyem, chayev. Then he is chayev of tashlume trume. The chometz bardomimu, because chometz is a bardomim, because we pass not of Yosef Lili. V'shoigig dereishe, v'shogag b'shteyem. The Reish is speaking about that he was a shoigig in both. The shogag b'chometz v'hizit b'trume. My chomish ike, there's no chomish. The shogag b'trume v'hizit b'chometz. My mishalem. Ochayiv le'kores. So from here, from Rashi, we see from Rashi two things. Here we see from Rashi that Kimlei b'darabnei would pata from tashlumei trume. Not like Toisvist Afkhov Tessa Medalef that says that there's no ptur of Kimlei b'darabnei by tashlumei trume because it's a kapore. There's not in Kimlei, the whole thing Kimlei Rabbanei is only by onshim, not by kapore. Yeah. Rashi weiss this nicht, also Rashi weiss doch ois, that if it would be amazed by Chometz, so he'd be potter, even though the Tashlum is a kapore. For ho, the potter lai mishum koris, so the e is it by Chometz, so my mishamu chayv lai koris, yeah. So me meile, so if it would be amazed in Chometz, so he'd be potter in the Reisha also. Because the mazed of koris would potter the Tashlum etrumet. Yet, the Seifa, and from Rashi we see another thing. From Rashi we see, and that we once mentioned before in Daf Chof Tes, that the Tes of the Rashi says, the Rashi holds, that the whole halacha of Tone de Vecheskiye, that the Shalechalakta ben Shoigik le Mezid ve Oynes le Rotzin, that Chai ve Mises Shoigikim are also part of Tashlum, Rashi holds that is only by Mises Best, or by Koris, or Mises B'day Shamayim, there you need, when he's only potter, this chorus mamish, or misib deshimai mamish. The safe ashminon, and the safe is telling us the hizid betrume, afilu shogag bechomets, the safe is telling us a chidish. So the reish is telling us the chidish that chomets is a bar domin. And it's talking about he's a shogig in both. And the safe is telling us the hizid betrume. Afilu shogag bechometz potter, the misa b'day shemayim ki koris. That's the chiddush of the safe. That not only koris patters, misa b'day shemayim patters also. The hizid bechometz, because if you'll say the ptur of the safe is, you won't say, we won't pass on like the bayi, that misa b'day shemayim patters. We'll say that, why is he potter? Because the chorus of chometz potters. The hizid b'chometz v'od, the potter lay mishim chorus u the potter lay, lashmin and kula mas nisin b'chometz. So if Tana wants to tell us that chai v'kris shoy gigim is chayiv, and chai v'kris mezidim is potter, so why do you have to speak about trumet? But the potter lishmin and kulam asnis and bechometz chul and shal chavei roiv and nisne shoyge chayiv. Umezid potter mishem koris al kolchoch. So why did he speak about trumah? He wants to tell us that the mise wants to tell us that the Misa B'day Shemayim of Trume Patels B'mezid. That's why he chapped on Trume. And why did he chap on Chometz? To tell us that he holds like a B'yosi Aglili, that Chometz is Muta Bahano, and in Mele, when there's no din Kimlei B'day Rabbenei, so if there's no din of Kimlei B'day Rabbenei, so in Mele, there's a Chiyiv Tashlumim, because we pass on the mission is going according to a B'yosi Aglili, that Chometz is Muta Bahano. Zogt Gemara, Kitanoi. Zogt Gemara, L'chayre, Dish Shaila. That if you have lefi mida lefi domim lecheres amachleikes tanoi ha'oichel trumas chometz bePesach poter minat hashlumim umidmei eitzim divrei Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mechayev. Seyevi amachleikes if a person ate lecheres speaking about b'shoigik. So, are you chayiv or potter? So, Rabbi Kiva is machayiv, and Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, Rabbi Kiva potter, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri is machayiv. Omar loy Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, v'chi ma hano yesh loy bo. So, it doesn't have any hano. It's worthless. And you still pay? V'chi ma hano yesh loy bo. Why should you be chayiv to pay? So, l'chayre, that's Rabbi Kiva's tain. Rabbi Kiva holds l'fi domim mishalem. So Memela, there's no domim over here. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri l'Rabbi Kiva, u'maha no yesh lo'oichel trumet meya b'shako yemaisa shone shemishal. Trumet meya, there's also no ano. Amalei, says Atzushtel, lo'im amarta betrumet meya b'shako yemaisa shone, shafo pishen lo'i bo heter achila yesh bo heter asok, al kaponim. There is a heter, but there is a shavius. Toima beze she'ein leibo loy heter achila, but loy heter asoke. Halamoze doime letumas tusim vanovim shenitmo she'ein leibo loy heter achila, but loy heter asoke. So memele. So that was the taina of Rabbi Kiva on Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Let us see Rashi. Kitanoi lefi mida oi lefi domim dishai legufe zemachloikis tanoi potem itashlumim bein shoigig bein meizit. Shoigig is also pot. Ma hanoi yesh libo lekoyin bo uma hifsido ze arei osor bano osor bano uma hanoi yesh lekoyin betrumet mei shesura bachilo lekoyin v'yoch lezor shoigig mishalon keren v'choymish. The leke leman the poligastomer the snan leel echa trumet teir vecha trumet meya v'taimem shem lofi midem mishalom v'avol gav the lav v'adomimu. So you see lofi midem mishalom from trumet meya. So he said no, this heter asok. Tersiv ani hin nisat yilchos mishmeres trumoisai shtei trumets b'mashme achas tahayre v'achas meya siv lachot tehi al asok. So there the kain had something trumetusim v'anovim mashkehein. Ve'einon ru'uyim la'asoke, lezalef nami loike demrinim perkame mishum takole, v'nami svirelei, dizor ha'oich la'potel mirushala. So just like if they're potter, so by chomet she should also be potter. Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri mechayv, diksovo lefim midam mishalem.